ng ano ng equipment.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi Sam. You send us a mailer regarding a business loan or something?
Okay, sure.
There's a reservation code. I just wanted to get some information.
Yeah, did you have that reservation code? I can pull up your file and see what we're working with.
Yeah, sure. It's a 2311.
Okay.
0401-0048-3597.
Okay, give me 1 second. All right, and I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Eleanor, and this is for my my daughter-in-law, Pamela Wright.
Okay. Let me make sure we got the right file here. All right, and what is the name of the business over there?
Lala's Kitchen in Northridge, California.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. All right, I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My first name is Eleanor.
Eleanor, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and we have you guys, was it 8450 on Reseda Boulevard?
Yes. 8450 Reseda Boulevard, Northridge, California, 913-324.
Okay, perfect. And is the business incorporated? What's the business structure over there?
It's a sole proprietorship.
Oh, sole proprietorship. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer for a couple different programs. I believe on yours, it looks like it was for both working capital and equipment financing. There are a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction here.
Right. Okay. Well, it's actually, you know, a combination. It's a working capital and something to, you know, to upgrade. Well, not upgrade. We already did that, but right now we wanted to do some more stuff like, you know, like... and signs, you know, buy new bigger signs outside and maybe do the tables and the chairs and probably a couple of equipment. But at the same time, we also do need a working capital because we wanted to, like, hire extra people too at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Because we are at the point that we've been getting, like, so much attention in social media. Well, we never really did expect that because we only opened, like, a year, and throughout that year, we were open part-time, like 4 hours a day from 5 to 10 and 5 days a week. And we have great Yelp reviews.
Oh, nice.
And then we've been featured in like Dine LA, Discover LA, Eater LA. And then next week there will be like a local TV show that's going to feature us. They're going to film here. So, you know, we're debt-free, okay, except our equipment, which is financed by time payment.
Sure.
Okay, and then everything else in the store is, our own money, but, our own money is not really that much, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so now,
yeah.
Like, just a couple of weeks ago, we started doing lunch, so we're open from 11 to 2 p.m., and then we close, and then we open back up at 5 to 10, until such time that we can, you know, like, hire somebody to be open, like, at least 7 days, six days a week.
Okay.
And, you know, so, in short, overall, it's all good and all that, but I don't really want to take so much on my credit card, because I kind of, like, experienced, like, my credit score just kind of, like, you know, fell a little bit.
Yeah. When you, the more you use, it definitely affects it. I usually tell people you want to stay, you know, at or below 50% of what's available to you.
Oh, you know what? No, that's not even it. I think you have, because right now I'm on a 34% and it still affected my credit score.
Oh, really?
I think you have to be on the 10 to between 10 and 15. Yeah.
That's ideal. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So. And I'm more anal on that one. Like, I wanted the score to go back up. Maybe, like, the limit to go higher, too. I can
sure.
tell. But right now, this is like, yeah, because part of the business, I mean, most of the business, I did finance it myself, you know. So not you know, Pamela, even on a time payment, I co-signed the, you know, the, what do you call that, the application.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I don't know how you guys work. I don't know if it's something that we can get the money, but it's also going to kill, you know, all the profits that we're you know, about to make.
Yeah.
Instead of getting ahead, I don't want to go like, you know, go deeper.
Yeah, you don't want to dig a hole. No.
Mhm.
No, but
so
it sounds like you guys got some good growth going on. So, you know, we can at least take a look and see what we have available if it makes sense. You know,
yeah,
always a good
exactly.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, did you have an idea of how soon you were looking to get the financing?
Oh, you know, the sooner the better, because, you know, we wanted to, you know, this is just like all family. We don't even, like, have employees yet. It's just like all family working. And sometimes,
nice.
You know, even, you know, like you have a big plan, but if I'm going to, like, for instance, myself, if I'm going to keep washing dishes and do something, you know, which is like a minimum wage, you know, brilliant.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I can hire somebody to do that and do the more stuff to get more business. You know what I mean?
Exactly that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, the sooner the better. But again, you know, it's all about if we can afford it or if it's something that is, you know what I mean? So that's why I wanted to inquire. Is this like one of those, this is a loan, right? This is like one of those credit card merchant, blah, 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 whatever.
So we have, I mean, we have probably 60 different programs. We do have some programs where it's, you know, available to do a merchant cash advance where the payback would be through the credit cards. That is an option.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it fits best if, you know, a large percentage of your sales are done through the credit cards, which obviously, you know, in a restaurant, that's the case. But that's not all that we have. As far as the equipment
right.
goes,
because
as far as...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, well, no, let's discuss that a little. Were you looking for something on the credit cards, or how are you feeling about that?
Oh, no. The credit cards, it all depends on the terms. Because some people, they have higher, and, you know, it's not something that, you know. And then second, I do not want switching, you know, credit card processor.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, so absolutely, yeah. So our programs, if we wanted to do the credit card route, if we wanted to do the credit card route, you wouldn't have to switch your processor. And then, you know, one of the nice things about those programs is the way that the payback is structured. You know, if you have a slow day, the amount that you need to pay back is, you know, it's reciprocal of that. So, you know, on a slow day, you don't still have that high payment. On a busier day, you're clearing off more of your balance. But it's just one of many options, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but what is the best one that you guys have?
Well, case,
mm-hmm.
yeah, in your case, since you're looking for kind of a combination of both cash and equipment, the first path is on the, you know, for the signs for outside, the tables and the chairs, that sort of thing, to finance that through our traditional equipment financing program. So that would be, you know, we would set you up on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and those rates are in the mid single digits. So I think that would probably be the first path to take a look at. On the capital,
how much is the rate on that one?
So it'll depend on a number of different factors. We usually start in the mid single digits. Now, to give you just a general idea of, you know, kind of the realm you would fit in. How would you rate? Now Pamela is the 100% owner of the business, correct?
Yeah, she's my daughter-in-law.
Okay,
and
how does Pamela's personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
You know what? Right now, last year when we did apply for time payment, I just but right now as we speak, I don't have no idea, but I know that no, it's not bad, but I think she just overextend herself on her personal credit cards.
Okay.
Think that's what it is. But you know, payments and all that, I think she's fine with it. I don't want to give you the wrong the wrong number.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. I totally understand.
Right.
You know, and there is a wide range of what we can work with. As far as the equipment side of things, we do have programs that range from, you know, A credit to D credit. So it is something, you know, regardless of where she's at, we'll be able to fit her into a program. And then we'll match you up with whatever term you would like. If you want to stretch it out to 5 years.
But is this something that, is this a loan? It's because I think, you know, it's our first time last year when we did time payment, right? And I think the time payment, it's not actually, it's like a rent to own or something like that. But right now, when I look back, I think we can do better than what we went, you know, than taking the loan or lease from time payment. That's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We can set you up. We can set you up on traditional financing instead of like the rent to own model. Sometimes you pay a little more.
Yeah, because I cannot even, you know, determine, like, what's the interest or whatever. It's kind of, like, very confusing. I think it's better to do those traditional, like, okay, this is the amount that, let's say you get financed for $10,000 for whatever it is, and this is the interest, and it's going to be, you know, for 5 years, and this is the monthly payment. And it's like a car payment.
Exactly that. That's exactly how it is. The programs that I want to do for what we're talking about here, it's exactly like a car payment.
Right, and you guys, you can, if you do that, can you refinance the time payment and add more?
Yeah, you know,
I think that one is,
yeah, we don't put a cap on it, especially if you're a business that's new and you're growing, so you're growing, your speed of growth is going to vary. So if you are coming up to, you know, this initial round of adding on, I can see very likely that it would happen again in the future. So we absolutely leave that open to be a possibility.
Right, but what I'm saying is the time payment, because, I don't know, maybe you can help me. We still have a balance, right? I think it's, what, 30-something months, and it's been, a year, over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what, I cannot even determine the payoff. I think I have to call them. Now, I was wondering, you know, maybe to compare, do you guys, can you refinance that? Take the loan from them?
So what type?
Finance it with you?
What type of pieces of equipment were you financing with that?
With them, we did have a a stove. With a griddle and a cheese melter and two ovens with a 6 burner.
Oh, okay.
A deep fryer. And then a freezer and a refrigerator and what was that? A walk range, and then, you know, those things.
Okay.
And I don't know what else, but those were the, like, really big things. The original loan was about 12,000-something from them, like, a little over 12.
Okay, and you're not sure what your total payback? It's kind of cloudy. It's hard to understand. Is that the situation?
You know what? I never, because I was just paying. I never really did,
Part,
but I think one time I went online, I did kind of like see some payoff, but I don't remember, and I don't remember exactly how much and how long, but I just thought that, oh my gosh, where did my payments go? That's what I pay it. Mm-hmm.
So, it just doesn't seem to be going down.
So that's what I wanted to,
Okay.
But so in short, like, interest rates, your interest rates, you said, on equipment is approximately where? I mean, how much?
So, like I said, it'll vary depending on a few things. So I don't want to tell you one number and give you another, but we typically start in the mid-single digits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll start in the mid-single digits, 4 or 5%, and it'll work up from there. Now, there are a few factors that will go into that, such as your time in business is a factor, the personal credit of the ownership is also a factor, the type of equipment in the industry that you're in is a factor, too. So the equipment, you know, as far as, like, the signs, the tables, and the chairs, that's pretty solid equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to start you off,
right.
It's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. Being a new, a pretty young restaurant, that is kind of an area mm-hmm. that can present a few challenges. So that will play a factor mm-hmm. in there. And then depending on what the credit score is, that'll really zero us in on mm-hmm. what we're looking at. But, mm-hmm. you know.
What is a good credit score in your, with you guys? What is a, you know, a decent, I mean, a credit score that you're after?
So, I mean, typically we can work with just about anything, but as long as you're, mm-hmm. if you're at like the national average around 690, and above, then mm-hmm. you're going to get locked into our better programs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
are you talking about FICO score or the,
yes, the FICO score.
Zero.
The FICO score, yeah. And we actually, when we look, we only do a soft pull from one of the three reporting agencies. We look at Experian. So just one, not mm-hmm. all three.
I don't know what her credit score it was, but last year it was pretty good. Maybe right now, you know, it's more of the usage. Personal usage,
sure.
It didn't have anything with the restaurant. The restaurant usage is mine. It's on me.
Oh, okay.
So, like me, you know, I did experience my score went down because I was on the 720, 725, 740, you know, last year. But I did some help from my own personal credit card. So right now it went down. I think my experience is not even a 690 right now. It's on a 673, something like that, 672. That's the last time I checked. So
okay.
I don't know if, you know, but I don't know. I'm talking about me because the reason is that because I co-signed for her on the time payment.
Okay. And you know what? If we are in the situation where that would help and you're willing to do it, that's also something that we can work out. You know, if you are...
I have a full-time job myself.
Sure.
Okay. The restaurant is not my full-time job. I help out because I want the kids to make a future. Okay?
Oh, nice.
Something.
Very nice. Very nice.
And Pamela... Yeah, and Pamela. Oh, actually, you know what? Because last time when she applied, she's unemployed right now. She has a full time job too. So I don't know though. You know, in terms of income, because you know sometimes it's hard to finance. Like, oh yeah, you all work in a restaurant, and the restaurant is just breaking even. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But with us, it's a different story. I have a full time job. Pamela, who's the sole proprietor of the you know, the business has a full-time job too, besides the restaurant.
Oh, wow. Wow. You guys
yeah.
stay busy then.
Okay. Right. That's why. So the one that's working here is my son, who's Pamela's husband, and my other son-in-law. And then we helped out, you know, that's why she's not here in the daytime. You know, she comes in the evening. That's the reason why we open in the evening, because she has a full-time job that she's not ready to just, you know, quit.
Oh, wow.
What
kind of restaurant is it?
It's a Filipino restaurant.
Oh, okay. All right, nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know what? You can look it up at Yelp. And, you know, like, we were featured about a few weeks ago in Dine LA, Eater LA, as one of the top 10 restaurants in Los Angeles. I mean, Filipino
oh, wow.
restaurant, in that matter. Yeah.
Nice.
So...
Okay, yeah, I'm actually from San Francisco, and I actually lived in Daly City, a small city right outside of San Francisco, and we have...
Oh, jeez, there's a lot of Filipinos.
Yeah, yeah, plenty of Filipino restaurants to choose from there, yeah.
Mm-hmm, true,
okay.
Yeah, there's a lot. So you guys are up north?
Well, actually, I'm in San Diego now.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, our main office is San Diego.
Ah, because one of the restaurant, one of the, you know, where there's one local TV show that wanted to feature us, and this is going to be in on the 23rd, I believe, and it's like a Filipino-American food month, and they wanted to feature the restaurant and interview us and all that. And then there's also another local, I mean, it's an international TV, which is the Filipino channel based in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
They're also inviting us to the studio. To showcase, you know, what we do.
Oh, wow. You guys, you know, with that kind of exposure, I can see, you know, a lot of business coming your way.
I know, but then again, sometimes you know how it is. You're just like here, you're trying to make every money, you know, to go somewhere. You
yeah.
know, finances, I mean, what do you call this? Operate you know, as much as you can, like, with your own money and stretch it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes getting a loan is kind of, like, scary or something because you don't know what's going to be the turnout. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
that.
Right now, it's a little bit, it's better because I have a full-time job and Pamela has a full-time job. So, you know, that helps a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. having some extra capital.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, that's where we're at. You know, everything is like it looks like all promising and everything and all that. But then again, we need to go through the expectation of people. Like, you know how right now, although we're not a fusion restaurant, we're a hip place, but we try to maintain our traditional, you know, traditional food ingredients. We don't fusionize food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty, but doesn't taste that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And we're not on the higher bracket of, you know, dining, and we're not also on the lower. It's something that is worth it, you know, like, we sell anywhere from $7.99, $8.99. Our most expensive plate is $9.99.
Okay.
Something that even if recession hits, we're still affordable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do they come in and order at the counter and then sit down, or do you have table service?
Yes, we are. We have they come in, they order, and then they go find their own, you know, seat, and then it's cooked to order. And,
sure.
You know, in if you've been to any, like, most Filipino restaurants, majority of them, if not all, they're all like, you know, we call it point, like everything is already cooked in front of you and you just pick which one you want. It's cooked in the morning, and this one, no, it's cooked to order.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like a sit-down restaurant. The only difference is we don't go to your table to take your order. You go to the counter, take your order, and find your seat. And then once your order is, you place your order, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to cook it, and then we bring it to your table.
Oh, wow.
That's it. As a matter of fact, you know what? We have this space that originally has a CUP, which is a conditional use permit, because this used to be an old this space that we got. Used to be a British restaurant and pub. So it has a bar. They do serve beer and wine.
Oh, okay.
And when we rented this space, we were thinking of doing that. But I think I didn't do my homework that well that I didn't realize that the CUP, the conditional use permit, there's an expiration.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's a lot of hoops to jump through for that.
Yeah. But then again, we decided, maybe in the future we'll do that. But then again, when we went and called and find out how much it's going to cost, the beer and wine license is not expensive and it's not hard to get. It's like $850. But you cannot get that unless you have a conditional use permit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in short, the one that's in here is already expired, so we have to do it again. And to do that, it will be like $8,500 to pay the fee. And then the guy that's going to process it, because I don't know if you can personally do it, because you know how you submit all those floor plans and blah, blah, blah. And so,
yeah.
So there's like those people that does that kind of job. And we talked to one of the guy who's experienced in that. As a matter of fact, he did some chains like Volcano, Lumkanat. You know, this is the guy that processed their beer and wine and all that. And he's charging us $10,000 for that.
Oh, wow.
And that one, so that's about 18. And then that one is a regular processing, which will take you about, you know, a year. And then if we do it expedited, it will be additional $8,500, I believe. So overall, it's about $27,000 to get the beer and wine license going here. But the good part about the expedite is about 4 to 6 months. We'll
have
it.
Okay.
But this place already has a bar. We did not even demolish the bar because we thought we were gonna get the beer and wine. So we don't have to worry about the original floor plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would fit in with what you were looking for.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what we did is we remodeled the everything except the bar, because the bar is already fit for if we decided to do the beer and wine, you know, the beer and wine.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's another thing. We can actually get a loan if we want to do that.
Well, how long does that license last for?
Well, 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Okay.
So the license is renewable. It's $850, but the conditional use permit is good for every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Every 5 years. Yeah. You just have, but when you renew it, it's not. You don't have to spend the same amount of money. You just renew it for a fee, probably $500 or whatever. But you know, whoever owned this place, that's the one thing that they should have done it, because they like the, especially the landlord, because if he renewed that, he could be getting more rent, because it's already, you know, you can get a beer and wine without spending that money.
Yeah.
But he didn't. I guess the landlord didn't know that either. So. Yeah, so if we want to do it, we will have to, you know, to do it ourselves. But
sure.
Anyway, but I don't know if that's one thing that that can be that's financeable. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, for that, you know, you're looking more along the lines of trying to get just some working capital, unsecured cash, which we definitely can do.
Right.
Now, okay, so I want to break this down and get a kind of a clearer picture of exactly what we want to do here. Do you have an idea on how much the equipment side of things will cost, the signs, the tables, the chairs, a total cost for that?
Oh, great. I you know what? I would say, I wanted to say about whatever we're going to buy, because science chairs and whatever, maybe a little bit, and then something else. There's something else, another piece of equipment that I wanted to purchase. I'm thinking anywhere between 5 and 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then how about outside of the equipment, you know, looking for, you know, to hire extra workers, that sort of thing. How much cash were you looking for that?
Like a working capital?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we can, a total probably anywhere between 20 to 25.
Okay. Okay.
Or, you know, if we could, it all depends. We could, go more. It depends on how the rate is going to be. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that it's something affordable. So if we can get approved for more and it's something that we can afford, hey, why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's and that really it all comes down to that. It comes down to the opportunity to make money. If you can make a profit off of it, it's worth doing. If it's not going to allow you to make a profit, it's not worth doing.
Oh yeah, definitely, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
let me
ask
some. Hold on a second, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what sounds what it's called right now? Michael? No, because he was asking, because this is a sort of. Okay, because they need to know, they need the FICO score. I'm sorry. I'm talking to my son, and Pamela is his wife.
Oh, okay.
He's not sure either, yeah. She's at home because we're in the restaurant right now. She doesn't come in here till tonight. I can ask her. You know.
Okay. Well, it's not really, you know, a major issue right now, just because we would have to take a look at all of the factors. That is one of the factors, but we'll take a look at the whole thing. And really, the way this works is we'll get you approved with, a total amount, and then we can go over terms and rates after that. We'll give you a couple different options, longer, mm-hmm. shorter, and see which one matches up with the business model. Now,
right.
What did you guys do for your gross annual sales last year, the top line revenue?
Oh my goodness, that one, this is the funny part, because like what I said, we only did 4 hours a day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know, is it five, like from, you know, from 5 to 10. And like June 14 when we started lunch, which is we opened from 11 to 2. It's like a sushi restaurant, you know, the operation.
yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's what we're doing. Because, you know, dead hours, you know, we can do something better.
Yeah, don't burn your money.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. So basically, I don't have it on top of my head, but it's not really much, you know, until people started downloading. But on this... when we opened lunch, it dramatically had changed, and but still something that we're far from where we want to be, you know, our goal. So the gross, are you talking about the whole year from the day we
Yeah.
From the time that we open up to now? Is that what you're asking?
Usually the reason I ask is for the working capital loans, the amount that we're able to give is usually 10 to 15% of your top line revenue for 1 year.
Oh, I see. And it's only been a year, so it's going to be, it's just only one number.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to get that whole thing. I don't have it on top of my head.
Okay,
so
no problem.
It broke, so,
No problem. How about this?
Something that you can email.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how about this? What's a good email address for you?
Okay, you can email it at Lalas Kitchen, L-A-L-A-S. K-I-T-C-H-E-N, kitchen, and then the number's 888-38-888
okay.
@yahoo.com. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Kitchen 888@yahoo.com.
Okay, so I think what we should do here is, you know, it sounds like there's definitely a few avenues that we can go down that, you know, we can at least see if they make sense. But what we need to do is just get you qualified first. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email with the application and then a list of what I will need to get you qualified. It's a pretty short list. We just need the application, 6 months of the bank statements. And then did you guys file a tax return for 2015 yet?
50, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's all I need. That's all I need. And I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Also, 4 months of the merchant processing statements for the credit cards.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's
that, right? Yeah.
That's the extent of it. Once I get that, I can go ahead and get you approved, and we can tell you exactly how much you qualify for, exactly what the terms are going to be, and go over each of them to see what makes the most sense. And I think as of right now, that's probably the best path to go, just because we're not sure on a few different factors. And like I said, I don't want to tell you one thing and it ends up being a different number. But we can do that pretty simple. It takes about 24 hours to get an answer on that.
All right. And are you going to put everything that you required on the email?
Yes, I will. It will have everything that I need, and you'll also have my direct contact information. So if you have any questions while you're going through it, you can give me a call, and I'm happy to help you with it.
And right now, and also regarding the time payment, how, to at least, what do you call that, consolidate, or what do you call it?
Oh, sure. You know what? Yeah, I tell you what, if you want to send me over that contract that you have, I can take a look at it and see what we can do with it.
Okay, and then find out what the payoff is, right?
Yeah, I can at least give you a little feedback and maybe clear it up for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you know what, I think we could have done better than that.
Yeah, and you know what, that's the way that it works. When you're first starting out, you know, you don't particularly know the finance market. It's not something that everybody knows everything about. It's kind of a learn as you go type of thing.
Yeah, that's why most some businesses, they don't go successful, because they get into something that because they're excited, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's easy to let happen. Yes.
Yeah, because I think that one is a lease to own or something. But you know what? Later on, because I've been paying like every month, it's like, wait a minute, this one, it looks like I messed up on this one. This is not a good deal for me, only for them.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah. Mhm. So basically, yeah, that one, and in the event that, maybe that's something that I can also consider, right? Get it refinanced. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, we can at least take a look at it and see if it's something that we can do. I'll see exactly what type of, structure it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. So, yeah, I'll check your email later, because we're actually open now, 11. It's already 11. So
I'll
check it out and then send the email to us, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay, perfect. I'll send the email right now. It should get there in about 5 minutes. Hope you guys have a good successful day today, and we'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm. Right. By the way, you mentioned about the score earlier. So the, yes. the 690, that's what you take, because if that's the case, and then I guess if I do cosine, I'm lower than that. I'm a little bit lower.
The bottom minimum I've seen we do in the 500s as well.
Oh no! That's a nightmare to me.
Yeah, I know, and it's not a good place to be. But even with that, we do have a few options for that.
Right, and then I'm thinking that you also looked at the whole entire, why and like that. It's not
exactly
like, oh, yeah,
that.
You know,
the score is just one aspect of it. Yeah, the score is just one. There, sometimes there are really good 650 scores and really bad 700 scores. Because there are different factors in each of those. Yeah. So we take a look at all of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good to me. So, just send me the email and, I'll contact you when I'm after going through it or if I have any questions.
Absolutely. All right. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Eleanor. Look forward to doing some business with you.
I know. I hope so too. And if not, like the signs and all that. Like, if we want to do the signs, how often do you? How long is the process? If it's not really like a big amount.
Very quickly. Maybe. If you already know who you're buying it from, we can have it done in a matter of 2 or 3 days.
Oh, okay. But I'm sure that one doesn't have that much too much requirements or whatever, right?
Exactly. We keep it pretty simple.
Right. Okay. So that's something that, because before they come in here, like on the 23rd, before the, what do you call that? The, remember I told you the, the local TV? Because the sign is the image of the business. That's the first thing. And right now we have a pretty lousy sign.
Oh,
so
okay.
To get a big, huge one that people can really see. Because when they feature you, they're going to look at the outside sign first.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a good starting point for us then. We can go ahead and try and get that move along as quickly as possible.
Right. Okay. So we figure out, I'll find that out. And because right now you're doing So we're discussing about doing the equipment and the working capital.
The equipment,
right?
And the working capital, yes.
Uh-huh. But if we focus first on the, the one that I need, like a sign and, nice tables and chairs, which is not going to be much, will that be a lot faster?
Yes, we can do it quickly.
Oh, okay. All right. But then again, after that, we can also go back. How do you do it? Like, if we wanted to add the working capital later, do you put it in one loan or you put it as two different loans?
So it would be separate from the equipment? But as far as the paperwork goes, you don't have to do any other paperwork.
Right, it's just a contract. It's separate. So it's
exactly that.
Separate account, basically.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So let me do that. Like after we close at 2, and then I will get back to. I assume you guys are open till 5. Same, because you're in San Diego. You said, right?
Yes, I'll be here till just about 5 o'clock today.
The same time that we, okay. So you're West Coast too. All right. So let's do that, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Eleanor.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.